Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind and Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow. Author, Yuval Noah Harari. Core Thesis. Harari's two books form a single historical arc. Sapiens traces how Homo sapiens rose from an inconsequential African ape to planetary dominance in 70,000 years. Homo Deus looks forward to where sapiens may be heading in the 21st century, upgrading itself, through bioengineering and artificial intelligence, into a godlike being. The thread running through both books is this: the secret of sapiens' conquest was not strength or intelligence but fiction, the capacity to tell stories, believe them, and cooperate around them at massive scale. The new question of the 21st century: when algorithms know you better than you know yourself, who gets to tell the story? First core insight: fiction is the foundation of human cooperation. The cognitive revolution, roughly 70,000 years ago, gave sapiens the ability to talk about things that do not physically exist: gods, nations, money, corporations, human rights. These imagined orders let sapiens cooperate with thousands, even millions, of strangers. Harari uses Peugeot as an example. Even if every employee died and every factory vanished, Peugeot as a legal entity would still exist. It is a fiction humans invented. Chimpanzees, by contrast, cannot sustain groups beyond about 50, because their cooperation rests on direct personal contact. Fiction is the fundamental lever that lets sapiens surpass every other species. Second core insight: the agricultural revolution was history's biggest fraud. The agricultural revolution, roughly 12,000 years ago, is usually celebrated as a milestone of progress. Harari calls it history's biggest fraud. From the species perspective, wheat succeeded spectacularly. It went from an obscure weed to a crop covering the planet. But from the individual's perspective, farmers worked harder, ate worse, suffered more disease, and lived no longer than hunter-gatherers. The agricultural revolution multiplied the human population while degrading individual life. Harari's insight: evolutionary success of a species, more gene copies, has no necessary connection to individual well-being. The same logic applies to today's technological revolutions. Third core insight: three forces of unification, money, empire, religion. Human history's small directions vary endlessly, but its grand direction is unification, from countless small bands toward fewer and fewer large communities. Three forces drive this: money, empire, and religion. Money is the most universal trust system ever created. Christians and Muslims, theologically irreconcilable, both trust the dollar. Empire integrates diverse peoples into a single order through military conquest and cultural digestion. Monotheistic religion provides a cosmic code that transcends ethnicity and geography. Together, these three forces have pushed humanity from scattered tribes toward a single global network. Fourth core insight: humanism's meaning revolution and dataism's subversion. The central tension of Homo Deus lies in two meaning revolutions. The first was humanism. In traditional religion, meaning came from above, from God. Humanism pulled the source of meaning inward: what you feel is right is right. Free will, human rights, and democracy are all humanist fictions. The second, now underway, is dataism. Neuroscience and artificial intelligence are deconstructing free will. Your choices are outputs of biochemical algorithms. When an algorithm knows your desires and preferences better than you do, decision-making authority migrates from your inner self to the algorithm. Harari warns, the meaning order humanism built over three centuries could be dismantled by dataism in a generation or two. Fifth core insight: the useless class and the split toward deus. Harari predicts that the 21st century may produce the most severe inequality in human history, not economic inequality but biological inequality. On one side, the useless class: as AI surpasses humans in nearly all cognitive and physical labor, most people will lose their economic and military value. They will not be exploited but ignored. On the other side, a small elite of deus, through genetic engineering, brain-computer interfaces, and life extension technologies, a minority will acquire near godlike bodies and minds. All previous inequalities were products of social institutions and were, in principle, reformable. Biological inequality, written into DNA, is irreversible. This is Harari's most disturbing prediction. First practical implication: recognize the power and fragility of fiction. Financial instruments, corporations, credit scores, brand value, all are collective fictions, powerful because of shared belief, and fragile for the same reason. In the credit industry, creditworthiness is itself a fiction. Its operation depends on enough people believing borrowers will repay. Understanding the nature of fiction helps risk managers see the bedrock logic of systemic risk. When belief wavers, the most sophisticated credit system can collapse overnight. Second practical implication, guard against outsourcing decisions to intelligence without consciousness. Algorithms are taking over more decisions, from recommendation engines to credit scores to risk models. Harari's warning, when algorithms know you better than you know yourself, humans will voluntarily surrender decision-making authority. In business, this means being explicit about which decisions cannot be outsourced to algorithms, especially moral judgments, long-term strategy, and trust between people. An algorithm can give you the optimal answer. Only a human can be held accountable for the wrong one. Third practical implication, watch the long-term impact of the useless class on consumer finance. As AI strips large segments of the workforce of economic value, the economic base of customer segments may be structurally weakened. For consumer finance, this means two layers of risk, declining repayment capacity among traditional segments, and shifting income forms among new ones, from wages to gig work to universal basic income. Studying this trend early helps institutions stay ahead of customer segment transformation. Conclusion. Harari's two books are Sapiens Self-Examination. Sapiens says, "We conquered the world not because we were the strongest or smartest, but because we were the best storytellers." Homo Deus says, "We may lose our dominance not because the story fails, but because algorithms begin telling it for us." The deepest feeling after reading both is a paradoxical sense of freedom, seeing clearly both the fictional nature of human cooperation and the limits of individual will in the technological flood. The one certainty, the authority to tell stories is shifting, and whoever holds that authority holds the future.